felt like this service was about us getting a hold of right now what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Well, how does faith come? By hearing the word. And the word of the Lord right now is just spouting faith. So I want you just to release that right now, and then we're going to keep going. We've got some more prophetic to release here.
Okay. The Lord was very clear to me this week, and he said that this is a day of newness, a day of opening up. And then he said specifically, and we're just going to declare this as a body, because he said that he's using us to make an impact. We will be making an impact, and beyond that, our future is way more beyond, way, way, way beyond our present. It's way greater than our present, and we are not to look back. We can be thankful for what God has done, because he has been awesome, and we can look at the stones and say, thank you for what you've done. But Lord says that we are starting afresh and anew. And he reminded me of the scripture, Psalm 110:3, where it says that we, his people, are going to be willing in the day of battle. And as Steve had talked to us last time about the battles that we're going to be fighting this year, it's going to be battles of victory. Yes. Because he is coming out. That scripture said he goes out in glorious splendor. We're following a great and powerful and mighty King of Kings, and this is a new day. Yeah. I'm so excited, and I'm declaring over this body, Lord, a new excitement, a new vision. Lord, right now, cast that vision in our hearts and minds right now, to see you in your glorious splendor, to see you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to see you breaking open everything that stands before us, because you are using us. You are using us to make an impact, not only here, but throughout this earth. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you've done in the past. But we are looking forward, Lord, to our future. We are looking forward to, Lord, to what you are doing in us and through us, because this is a new day. And you are opening things up, Lord God. And we're going to see things that we never dreamed of, because you are such a good, 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 mighty, awesome God. In Jesus' name.
We are in a season and a time where we need to actually understand that where we're going doesn't look like anything like where we've been. Okay? And that takes eyes of faith to really expect that and see that. And I want Denise to come up and share some of the words of the Lord that has been bubbling up in her heart about this year, having a prophetic vision for 2017. So I'm going to have her just release those things, and then I'm going to just share some.
Okay. So how many of you know that whenever I get the mic, we never get to do anything that's not a prophetic act into activation? So today is not going to be any different, and I'm going to start with having you stand up. And what we're going to do is we're going to stir up the faith within inside of us. How many of you know that Christ is in us? Christ, the hope of glory, is in you. Amen? Okay, Holy Spirit is in us, and we're going to speak in tongues. We are a Spirit-filled church. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit. We believe in the moving of the Spirit. And we're going to stir up faith. Because how many of you know that when the prophetic is released, we have to receive it by faith for it to produce fruit? Amen? And so I want us all together, we're going to start speaking in tongues. Now, if you don't have a spiritual language, you're about to get filled with the Spirit. Okay, this is your opportunity to step out and start engaging your spirit. Now, what does that look like? That just looks like starting to let it come up from your mouth. Maybe it's a word of praise. You're going to start there. But as we start in our spiritual language, for those of you that have the gift of tongues, we're just going to start speaking and just want you to engage. And I don't want you to let up. Now, a lot of times in the U.S., a lot of times in the American church, we think 30 seconds is good and we don't break through. But we're going to break through for the spirit of faith to arise. Amen. All right. So let's start. Kora bariya shara ya tara baka tara ba 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 shuri am Stir up the gift of faith. We invite you, Holy Spirit. Come on, church. Press in. Start speaking it out. Stir up the gift of faith. Stir up the expectation. We just expect you to move, Holy Spirit. We expect you to move right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 All right, as I was praying, Lord, the Lord has revealed to me that there had been an assignment against the body of Christ that we would stop dreaming and stop hoping. And it was a door that had come in through hopelessness and discouragement about things that weren't fulfilled last year or promises that you didn't see. But the Lord this year is declaring no more small expectations, no more small expectations, no more small expectations. And we cut off small expectations. We have cut off the assignment of small expectations in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I release now for 2017 the ability to dream, the ability to dream visions and dreams over God's people. God is releasing his spirit in new and fresh ways. You will begin to dream dreams. The dreams that have been in the past are going to be rebirthed. The things that you've longed to see are going to be fulfilled. We just declare 2017 a year of dreams fulfilled. And no longer will we align ourselves with small expectation in Jesus' name. But we will actually align now. We will align now with dreaming with God, with the possibilities. For nothing is impossible for the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible. And I just declare, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Come and see the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come. This is a year of majestic power. The Lord is releasing his dunamis power into each of you. The wind of the Spirit is coming into each of you. That you would run. That you would run with the vision. That you would run with the dream. That you would risk in faith. That you would set expectation. God is coming with his wind today. God is coming and he's saying, run. See my power. There's going to be confrontations. Yes, but see my power, for I am greater, says the Lord. See my power. The wind is coming. Run again. You will be supernaturally quickened as you obey the word of the Lord. You will be supernaturally quickened. And I see momentum into every valley, every mountain that you run into. There's momentum. There's breakthrough. There's even provision set ahead of you for the things that the Lord has decreed over your life. This is the season and the moment of fulfillment, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is also releasing new sight. I feel that in that hopelessness, there was like a film. It was like this film, like you could only see part way, but God is actually breaking that off in Jesus' name and releasing new sight, new eyes to see from an eagle's perspective, new eyes to see from the high place. And he's releasing now the word of faith upon your lips that as you obey, it will come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord also showed me that he is saying specifically to Father's house, I have chosen you. I have chosen you. There's been doubt about if you are chosen. And God is saying, stop it. Stop it. You are called and you are chosen. Yes, you. Yes, you. I can even hear the thought process saying, me, really me? Like, really, can I do all these amazing things? And the Lord says, just partner with me with your yes and step out and see not that I would do it. See not that I would do it. I will do it, says the Lord. Also, I believe that God is filling our mouths with a song of victory. We have changed this season from a song of salvation to a song of victory. We are a victorious and triumphant people, and 2017 is a year of victory, a year to sing the song, sing the song, sing the song, let it well up within you, the song of victory, for the Lord of hosts has gone before you and has already defeated the enemy. We just have to show up to the battle. Come on, it's the year of rising up, showing up. Who's rising up? Who's showing up? We're going to show up to the battle and watch the Lord defeat the enemy in a way that can be undeniable. It's going to obviously show the counterfeit power that has been at work. There's going to be a release of deception. Where deception has been covered, it's going to be cut off. The blinders are going to be opened. And people that have been under the thumb of oppression are going to be released. They're going to be released. 2017 is a year of the word of the Lord. It's a year to go deep in his word. It's a year to be strong and to be fortified. How many of you know that there is a verse in the Bible that says, strengthen the feeble knees and strengthen the hands, strengthen the knees that give way. And the Lord is saying, my word will strengthen you. My word will strengthen your knees and give you stability. This is the year to come into the word of the Lord, the Logos and the Rhema. The Logos and the Rhema, the Word of God and the living Word of God. Amen. The now Word. And also, I felt very, very, very much. Much. That's a good word. A lot. God is releasing the spirit of entrepreneurism. I felt this over Father's house. This is a year of kingdom wealth in the house. This is a year where ideas and solutions are going to be released. Things that we have had in our hearts, it could have started as a dream. It could start as just a heart thing of, oh, that would be a great idea. But God is breathing on business. The mountain of business, God is breathing on business. If you own a business, I want you to raise your hand. If you thought of starting a business, I want you to raise your hand. I release to you creativity, the spirit of creativity, the spirit of wisdom to make kingdom wealth now in Jesus' name. I release multiplication, divine appointments, and sustenance for what you have provided, what you've said, and set your heart to do. The Lord says yes. The wind of the spirit says yes. There will be new inventions created, new opportunities, new things to make wealth in the kingdom, that it would fund the kingdom of God and move his glory across the earth. I release that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Guys, this is a year that we have been longing for. I don't think there's an understanding of all those that have paid the price, that have gone before us, that didn't get to see what we get to see today. There is such an amazing convergence of time, appointed times that are being fulfilled. You need to expect this year. You can't think like the other times with a maybe. It's not about a maybe. You actually have to walk in expectation this year and a boldness that what you set your hand to according to the will of the Lord will actually produce instant fruit and will actually start to do something. There's been an acceleration in the heavenlies that have actually broken open over all of the body of Christ, over the United States of America and in the nations, that we're going to see acceleration upon acceleration. And that's why the word of God is so important, because it gives us that foundation. When things are on top of one another, we're not lost in chaos or confusion, because we know the word of the Lord. And so I just want to encourage you, expectation, guys, expectation. So I just release that in Jesus' name. I release expectation and supernatural faith that God is who he says he is, and that his word will be fulfilled, and all the things that he has placed in your heart to do will begin a process of coming to fulfillment. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. We say yes, and we say amen to a victorious, a triumphant, amazing 2017. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Give God a hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Actually, let's just lift up a shout really quick. Yes! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just expect your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah.
Wow. Praise God. Well, man, you just heard the word of the Lord right there. Okay. And And we can either be just hearers of the words or we become doers of the word. And all prophecy is an invitation to an intended future that God has for us. And it stays in the intended until we press into it and bring it from heaven to earth. There's something really tangible about us actually being invited into the future, into the things that God has said. That was just a big giant invitation. This is what God has for us. And we will experience the fulfillment only if we seize the prophetic moment by moving in the direction of the word of the Lord. So if you have a business, by the way, I just really heard that someone was going to have a really, really fantastic idea. And it was going to mushroom and grow. And you were going to get bought out. And it was going to be amazing. Right. It was going to be like, whoa. Okay. Like it was going to stratosphere your wealth and life. And what you actually want to do for the kingdom will be done because that the Spirit of the Lord is just upon you. So listen for those ideas. Start asking. So how do you activate that word? You go and you start saying, Lord, I'm going in my business today. What is your word for me? What is your word for direction for my business? So because here's the thing, we can either seize the moment or we can miss the moment. And we need to seize the prophetic moments by asking of ourselves, what does the Lord require of us in this season? Because when you say to yourself, what does the Lord require of me? That's what begins to prepare you to step into what God has for you. Okay, because we receive what we're ready for. We receive from the Lord what we're prepared for. Okay, so if you don't prepare, it will stay out there. But if you prepare, it will attract it towards you. It's just a spiritual law. And it's important that we be like the five wise virgins who prepared. They had been waiting a long time, but yet they were prepared. Two kinds of times in the Greek. And that comes actually from Greek mythology. They had two gods. One was Cronos, and he was father time. He was the steady day and night and day, year after year, father time. But there was a young god named Kairos. And Kairos was this god who would come in and sweep in for the opportune moment to change history. So history's going along, but boom, Kairos comes in, and Kairos shifts things. These are moments that shift histories and shift destiny, and this is the what I really want to talk to you about this morning. I really want to talk to you about seizing the Kairos moment for 2017. And I have about 10 different messages that the Lord is stirring in my spirit right now because we're just in a new season. Every time I hear something, I get a series. I'm like, oh my gosh, that'd be so awesome. We need to dive into that. We need to dive into this. But here's the direction I feel from the Lord today. This year, we need to pull into our prophetic promises. Last Sunday, if you saw us on Facebook, I talked about the vision that the Lord had given us for this house in 2017. And if you did not see it, you could still see it because it's still there on our Facebook page, Father's House City Ministries. Okay, and you just like it and you can go scroll down the page and you can watch what we talked about. And let me just highlight a couple of things that we said last week. The Lord has for a long time been speaking to us and has even at the beginning of the church said, you will own buildings. You will have buildings. Okay, we haven't had a building to this point. We've been in Kronos times. But just last fall, I had three words about building, that it's time for a building. So we stepped into that. We received a seed and we said, this is the moment. God gives you signs. He gives you seeds. So this year, we're stepping into a crawl phase into our building because the vision that we have is for this ginormous complex that meets all kinds of needs in the community, from the business community to the education community, with this big, big, huge performing arts center in the middle of that, what's where our church would be. That's a huge vision. We're gonna crawl first, okay? We're gonna practice towards that end. And so we talked about that. We also spoke about the fact that the Lord has been speaking to us, that we will become a place that will train the trained, that we leaders would come here to be equipped and trained in city transformation and reformation and revival. So what are we doing? We're taking steps towards it. So we're actually starting to write the curriculum. And this fall, we're going to do two intensives on this the topic of city transformation that are going to be weekends to practice so we can start the fall of 2018 with an actual school. The actual second year of the school will be an internship. So we're going to practice with an internship by doing a small internship, partnering with a large ministry school you guys probably all know about, that we're going to start to do our internship. What are we doing? We're moving towards our purpose and our call. We're moving to the, towards the prophetic words of the Lord in our life. And we're moving in such a place of faith that we've asked Ty to come on part-time in the church. We've taken a huge step of faith because it isn't like there was a room in the budget for it. But we said, you know what? God has declared it, and we've got to start stepping out in faith. And I can't handle all these things, so he's handling the internship. He's handling the building. He's handling a bunch of things that God is saying for us to do. And I also spoke about a couple of things I want to end with today. But we're believing all of this to be built on the foundation of the Holy Spirit's fire. This has got to be built on the foundation of the flame of God's fire burning at the altar of our church and burning at the altar of our hearts until it is engulfed with that Holy Spirit flame. This is why the theme of the Holy Spirit flame, the Holy Spirit's fire. Listen, what will bring the glory will be the fire of God. What will allow us to see these things will be the fire of God. And today, I want to focus then on two things, and that is building an altar for the fire and preparing for the rain. It's like, wait a minute, is it going to rain on the fire? Listen, rain is coming. Yes, it is. So we have to get ready for God's rain. So are you ready for a Kairos moment that is coming upon the earth? What I mean by rain, I mean that this is a time where the enemies and the powers of darkness in the second heaven that have brought a spiritual famine to this land and to this nation will be brought down and be broken by an open heaven, all right, where this nation will no longer be in this place of spiritual famine, but will be in a place of spiritual delight and revival and reformation and renewal. Now, this is going to happen because the spirit of Baal is going to get taken out. Okay, the witchcraft that has mesmerized the people to create false gods, to walk after false ideas and precepts that the God of this world has sort of like discipled the world in, the same God of this world that blinds the eyes of men so they cannot see the light of the gospel of Jesus. That is what the Spirit of the Lord is declaring in this hour that's going to come down. Listen, the Lord gave Danine a vision, and in the vision, it was the story of Elijah going up to Mount Carmel to defeat the prophets of Baal. And the end result of that is rain. All right? The end result of that was the end of the drought. Okay? And we're actually, I believe, living that timeline in America right now. And our job is to pray and to stand our ground in intercession, to partner with what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us, to declare the victory of heaven over the strongholds of darkness and bring down the strongholds and the mindsets that are aligned with death, with division and strife. The only thing that's going to unite our nation together is the Spirit of Elijah coming to us to bring reconciliation. That is the only thing that's going to unite our nation. It's not going to be whether my party wins out over your party. No. It's a spirit of reconciliation that's going to come by the spirit of Elijah. So we're going to go to the story of Elijah this morning. So I want you to turn to 1 Kings 17. And as you do that, we're only going to just read one part of it. But here's the setup. So there's a king named Ahab, and he has followed the ways of his fathers, and he has not served God, and he marries the daughter of a king who's a priestess. Her name is Jezebel, and she is a priestess of Baal. And she gathers the prophets of Baal into Israel and begins to persecute the prophets of God and turn the people's heart towards Baal. And because of that, Elijah decrees a famine on the land. And you guys know the stories of the famine. That's where the widow with the oil and made the cake and survived forever and ever. Okay, didn't run out. All those miracles, the being fed by the brook. That's all happening during the famine. But here's the where the story kind of picks up. Finally, it's time. It's time to end the drought. And it's only going to end the drought by bringing down the principalities and powers that have put the spiritual blindness over the people. So Elijah invites the prophets of Baal to gather at an altar that was for the Lord that was on Mount Carmel, which means the vineyard of the Lord. And there he says, listen, guys, here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do. You guys are going to put a sacrifice on your altar. You're going to build your altar. I'm going to build an altar for the Lord here. I'm going to restore the altar that's broken down here. And we're going to all call for fire from heaven. You guys call for fire, and I'm going to call for fire. And whosoever God brings the fire, that's the God that this nation will serve. This is a great thing right here that happens. Elijah calls out and says, Father, let the fire of heaven fall that people may know that your heart is for them. That is what the fire of God is about. That the people of the world know, my goodness, God is for me. He's not against me. He's not this mean God that wants to kill me. He's a God that loves me. That's why we need the fire to fall on the altar of our hearts. We're to build an altar. And the Bible actually calls us living stones joined together. In 1 Peter 2:5 says, you also, like living stones, are built up into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. Wow. Analogy just went from being a house into being a priesthood. So watch this. Offering a spiritual sacrifice is acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. As a New Testament church, we are the stones, we are the altar, and we're the priests. But here's the good news. The Holy Spirit is the fire. Come on. That falls upon the altar that reveals that God's heart is for us. He is the fire and he's the flame that will burn with passion in your lives. Let me tell you, if you're ever around people of passion, it's contagious. If you're ever around people of passion, you want to be like them. And that I believe that's going to attract a harvest to the house of the Lord and to the people of God and to the ways of the Lord when there's a people who carry a passion because they're ignited with love. They're ignited with love. They are filled with joy because joy is in the Holy Spirit. They're filled with joy and peace resides in them. And that peace is contagious because it's a peace that the world cannot give. So right now, I believe that daily we've got to start building the altar in our hearts and say, Father, help me to build an altar that you can put your fire on. Let my life be an altar that you can put your fire on. And just like the day of Elijah, when that fire falls, okay, the spirit of Balaam, but Baal and his prophets will fall. With the falling of the fire comes the falling of the false. And I believe that when God's people turn and begin to burn with the fire, it's going to break the power of darkness over the people. And the veil of the God of this world that blinded their eyes to the gospel of Jesus Christ will be torn. Will be torn. And suddenly all the works of darkness that seemed good and seemed right will be exposed for what they are, empty, deceptive lies. All kinds of people says, whoa, I've taken all kinds of identities and things. And those were lies. That's not who I am. That's not who I'm created to be. I feel like that God's going to restore people back into the image of the Lord. And that is going to be a beautiful thing. It is going to become an awakening, okay? That is an awakening that we've been prophesying about. We've been praying into and declaring and believing for. And the awakening will start as the spirit of Elijah comes and begins to reconcile the hearts of man back to the Father. And when the hearts of man are reconciled to the Father, then the fathers are reconciled to the children and the children to the fathers. There's going to be a great movement of reconciliation in our nation. Listen, right now I'm working within the whole race thing with a whole group of people that we believe and know that it is by the blood and it is through the blood that we will see the reconciliation that this nation needs. Right now, that is what we're all standing. I had the opportunity to be with Evita King, who's the niece of Martin Luther King this weekend. She carries such an amazing, amazing prophetic anointing for reconciliation. It was just marvelous to just be with her. And the love this woman carries, because it's love. It's love. It's not I'm right and that's wrong. It's love. It's love. But awakening is only the beginning, because God intends to flood the earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. He intends to bring down to the earth what has not existed on the earth before, because it's a new thing. It's a new thing. Okay, he does a new thing. It may start to look like an old thing, but when it comes forth, you will go like, no, wow, that's never been on the earth before. So we have to climb the mountain of the Lord to proclaim the rain. Because the seeds already of the new thing are already on the ground. The seeds for the new thing are on the ground. They are there. They are waiting for the rain. And rain is the only answer to the spiritual drought. Rain is the only answer to spiritual drought. So I want us to just go back to the story here. And let's see what Elijah does. So what's happened? Boom. Fire falls upon the altar of God. It consumes everything. Even the water. He says, listen, I'm gonna up the ante. You guys can just like ask for fire to come on your little wooden altar. I'm gonna make it out of stones, and I'm gonna put water on it. Three times. till it's just soaking with water. It lapped up the water. Just the people go, woo! We know who God is. You dudes, you're dead, man. You're out of here. And you know what happens after that? The prophets all come out of the caves. And the school of prophets all start, and a revival starts to happen back in the nation. So, but here's the middle of the story. Okay, so we're picking up in verse 42. Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he crouched down on the earth. He put his face between his knees, and he says to his son, I love this. I'm about to pray. Go look for the rain. That's prophetic activation. That's like, oh, well, let's pray. And let's just hope that God does something like, go look for it because I'm about to ask heaven. And that's how we got to be in this hour. I'm about to ask heaven for something, so I'm going to start looking for it. So he goes and he does it. Go look, I look towards the sea. So he went up to look towards the seas. There's nothing. Well, okay, you know, we did our best. We prayed for fire in your bones. Nothing happened. Okay, well, let's move on. No. That's why we say, let's pray again. That's why we say, let's pray again. When we pray for the sick, we pray again till rain falls. Seven times he said, go look back. Dude, nothing's happened the last six times I've gone, nothing's happened. But it came about the seventh time. And he said, behold, a cloud as a man's hand is coming from the sea. And he says, go up and say to Ahab, prepare your chariots to go down so that the heavy showers will not stop you. In other words, look out. That little sign right there, it means that it's just going to flood. And you don't want to get your chariot stuck in the flood. So better get out of here because the rain is coming. In a little while, the skies grew black with clouds and winds, and there was a heavy shower. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. But the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins, and he outran Ahab to Jezreel. Come on. Those who build the altar for the fire are also those who are called to climb the mountain of the Lord to ask for the rain. When the fire falls on your heart, listen, I'm prophesying this year. When the fire falls, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to ask for the rain because it will come. And when it comes, look out. There's never been like anything like on the earth. I'm just declaring it right now. God intends for this rain to break off the drought of the land. This is the rain that I believe will bring the knowledge of the glory of the Lord to fill all the earth. The Bible says the glory of the Lord has filled all the earth. The issue is people don't know it, haven't tasted and seen it. The knowledge means the experience of the glory of the Lord. That means that people will actually begin to have experience with the glory of God. Not just when we gather together, but as we leave from this place, experiencing the glory, we carry the glory in other people's taste and see of the glory of the Lord that is upon us, the goodness of God that's upon us, the grace of God that's upon us, the love of God is upon us. People are going to taste and see that that's good. And I believe that's going to create the fourth great awakening. This rain will break off mindsets of the spirit of Baal from years of drought. And it's not just like I said in the church, but it's going to be in the world and the spheres of culture that we all go into and are called to, because I hope you're right now, you're preparing to penetrate some sort of sphere in this world with the glory and the presence of God, because that's what brings reformation and transformation. All that to say, we got to build an altar. Second thing we got to do, we got to go prepare for rain. What do we say we're doing by hiring tide? We're preparing for rain. It'll never happen unless we prepare. We receive what we're ready for. And it's time to prepare for rain. Listen to me. You've got to be in the right position when rain comes. You got to be in your place of assigned calling when the rain comes. You do not want to be in another place when the rain comes, because you're going to miss the kairos moment of what that rain was supposed to release in your life and the dreams of God that you've been carrying, but you're not in the right place because you're in the wrong place because you weren't expecting the rain. And I was like, the rain's here and I'm not even in my right place. I believe that this year we're going to see the meshing of the visions of God that you carry and the visions of God that God's proclaimed over this church. They're going to mesh into one thing, right? Well, I see in the future 200 ministries being birthed out of this church, being birthed out of the people of the house of the Lord. Right now, I know that there are dreams. I sit together with the young adults and I hear dreams of God in their lives. And I'm here like, whoa, man, that would be amazing. That would be amazing for these things to happen. I believe that we've got to run as a prophetic company that's been preparing for rain. Let me paint you a picture. I want you to close your eyes. It's the end of 2018, and you're walking into this room, and there are no chairs here because it's pointless. Because there's too many people to sit. But when you look around the room, it's all young people. You realize this is a college group, a young adults group. And there's some familiar faces. There's moms and dads around the room of those that just love the young people and are here to serve them and lift them up. And you'll recognize some of the people leading, but you recognize other people on the stage that are the young people of this church. And, oh, they're doing different things. And that is actually the third service of that day. And after that service, there's actually going to be three more events that happen on the campus that week. But what happened to the first service? The first service was a gathering of leaders at the first part of the day that came together as leaders to seek the Lord and pray and sow into the day and be filled for the week. These leaders are leaders of house churches. What are house churches? They're pastoral networks where the harvest is being pastored and cared for in a home environment where there are fathers and mothers nurturing them in the kingdom and the ways of the Lord. There are leaders of spheres and leaders of ministries gathered there, and we're all seeking the Lord and we're worshiping God. The presence of the Lord is filling our lives so that we can go out into our places of calling full of the Spirit and the anointing of the Lord. Then there's another service, and that's all the hungry people that come in. They're all the people who've been saved and love God and want more of God. And that's in a bigger space, and that's full. That's followed by two more services. Okay, you can open your eyes. Where are you in that picture? What were you doing? Because I think if we don't get positioned, we're not going to see that. I feel that's totally possible. I see it. I think heaven sees it. Third thing I want to highlight this morning is that if we build the altar, for the fire got to fall, if we go call for the rain and prepare for the rain will come with supernatural power, and it will bring supernatural capacity and ability. Because what happens? Elijah outruns what's natural. The strength you receive, some of you are saying, oh, that sounds really good. But Lord, how am I going to do that? I'm a mom. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm a business owner, and I'm busy with that kind of stuff. I'm doing this. Father, I want to volunteer in the day of your power, but what am I going to do? I'm telling you right now, here's the Spirit, the word of the Lord, that if you will call and build an altar for the fire of God, if you will prepare for the rain, when the rain comes, a spirit of acceleration and anointing will come upon your life that you will do in 2 hours what used to take 10 hours to do. That's what I'm talking about right there. You will do in 2 hours what took 10 hours to do. And suddenly you're like, I got all this time. I can disciple somebody. I got all this time. I can release something over here. I got all this time because the Spirit of the Lord is falling upon me. I got to run over here and disciple some people. I got to set some people free. That is what happened when we prepare for rain and we align ourselves with a vision that the Lord wants to pour out. So, it's go time. It's go time. What's go time? Here's the real meaning of go time. The arrival of a time to undertake a task often seem difficult or require courage, at which point, there's no going back, baby. That's go time. It's like, you know, you're a basketball player, and it's game time. It's like, I wasn't really prepared today. I think I'll just sit in the bench. No! You're the star. You got to go in. Here's the thing. it's Father's house, it's go time. But it's only go time for the Father's house if all of us as individuals respond to our personal go time. Right? Because our corporate go time is waiting on our personal go time. Come on. As we personally respond to the Lord in our personal go time, we come together as a body, as a family, the go time is released. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord in his house is right now declaring it's go time. See, God works through all our lives to get us on our divine assignment. Get us to that thing that we were created to do, that he built before the foundations of the earth. He prepared works for us. And he says, I'm going to work you until you get there. That's what I'm going to do. And some of the situations that come into your life happen because he's trying to build your trust in the Lord so that when it's go time, when it's Kairos time, you have the expectation, you have the faith, and you have the go to go. Amen. All the processes of our lives are preparation for Kairos. God's got you in process in time, and you're going through life. But there's Kairos moments. He's trying to get you to the place where, look for the Kairos moment. You have to be ready for it to arrive because it does not wait for you. That's the problem with Kairos. Kairos was quick. Kairos comes and comes. Kairos goes. It doesn't linger for long. Kairos propels us into a space and time that we weren't able to go. Kairos carries grace. And the grace of God is always there for us. But there are prophetic moments where we need to grab a hold of it. Just like Elijah followed Elijah. He says, I am not letting you out of my sight because I want that mantle. And I want a double portion of it. He says, well, you can have it, but you're going to have to see it when God takes me. You're going to have to be there. And so what did he do? He followed him. He followed him through all the chronos because he knew that a kairos was going to come where that mantle would fall. Elisha walked in a double portion anointing. Then Elijah walked in. There's two fires we can experience at this time. The Holy Spirit fire that draws us into intimacy, or the flaming darts of the enemy. They're both present right now. And they both are targeting you. One's from heaven and one's from hell. And if we focus on what God has for us and we start to build the altar, then we're going to move into where that fire is. But if we keep looking at our lives and look at that, but keep looking at our past and keep focusing on our past and what didn't happen. And what about this? Because when I walked through here before, this is what happened. And I try to judge the future by the events of the past. Guess what? I'm most likely to miss that fire because I'm over here looking at the past where my back is exposed to get hit with the fire of the enemy, with the lies, with the deception. But if we look to the future, we will not miss it. But if we look to our past, we might miss it. So I want to do something. At this prophetic gathering that we were at, Elijah List, they did this. And I just felt from the Lord, like, this is a good thing for us to do today. Light of the word that she released, and in light of the word that I want Joe to come up here and release about the root system right now. We're going to release that word. We're going to do an activation. And then we're going to close.
Actually, I've been praying on this word for about 3 or 4 weeks, but it showed me a vision of mustard seed, faith size of mustard seed. Mustard seed roots grow really deep, and the trees go really big, they grow really wide, but it showed me that a lot of us feel like we're not having our breakthrough. It's like, why aren't we having this breakthrough? I know I feel like that sometimes. But God does things in reverse, so this root system is going to grow really, really deep first. And it was going to cause like a massive unity to go on between each one of us and between other churches, that it's not just our church or their church. It's going to be like this massive root system because we need that foundation first before the breakthrough comes. So I really believe that you might feel like you're not having your breakthrough, but you are. God's preparing you for this depth that you can't see, this thing that you can't feel. It's all happening underneath you. And God's going to bring you alongside with what's going on.
Come on. The Lord showed me that the seeds planted a long time ago have gone deep underside the ground to make this this whole root system. Now listen, Bible says, if you speak to the mountain, be moved, and you have the faith of God, it shall be. Now, what is that faith? The word is a seed that falls into the ground. And what happens with that seed is it goes into the ground and it begins to create a root system that starts to separate the rocks. It starts to separate and shift the things underground on the mountain. And you may look at the situations that the mountain hasn't moved. The mountain's still the same. But there's a kairos moment where that root system has gone and the spreading has come. And suddenly there's a landslide and that mountain falls down. And this Lord is saying, don't doubt the seed that went out of your mouth when you declared the thing. Don't doubt the seed, because that's in your future. Look for that. Look for that. I want you to stand to your feet. We're going to do something together. I want you to take your hand and take one hand and move it forward like this. And I want you to take one hand and move it backwards, right behind you. So you're going to stand like this. Now you're in attention. Towards me, that's your future. Behind you is your past. We're going to do something today. I want you to turn around. Turn around and face your past. Keep your hands towards your future and keep your hands on your past. I want you to say this word. Past, I come to you and I thank you for being there. I thank you for the victories you gave me. For the test that I walked through, I know that there were defeats in my past. I know that there are disappointments in my past. And to now, right now, I say, goodbye, disappointment. Thank you for whatever you did in my life to bring good. But goodbye. Goodbye, trauma. You are not a badge of my survival. You're a chain on my future. So I leave you behind in the name of Jesus. And I decree right now that the blood of Jesus cleanses my neural pathways associated with trauma. And the spirit of trauma, I release you. And I bind you to my past that is covered by the blood of Jesus. Goodbye, past. Now I want you to take your hand and do this. The hand from your past and put it underneath your hand of your future. Like that. And say now, past, become the foundation for my future. My relationships, my victories, my faith. And my hope is now the foundation for the future that I'm walking into by faith in Jesus. So therefore, word of God, anointing of the Lord, callings, dreams, and visions, I move towards you in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit that works in me. May I move in the fire, and may I run in the rain. Amen. 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 All right. Okay. Have a seat. Have a seat.